Thank you, Tom. Thank you. So, friends, just first of all, let's take a moment and really think about the power in just showing up. Whether you're sober one day or 2 hours or 30 years or whatever, being here, showing up, means a great deal. It describes what your intentions are. And what we're going to do today is talk about some action that we can take. So there's a difference between learning the 12 steps and doing the 12 steps. There's a difference between going to meetings and practicing principles. Now, you could come into this idea that, well, it's the tyranny of or. Either I go to meetings or I practice principles. And it's not like that. We can do both. And when we realize that our freedom relies on practicing as supplemented in the meetings that we go to, we then begin to grow very quickly. So today's talk is really about listening, which is kind of an odd talk title. Because when we think about the ninth step, we probably think about the talking that we are going to do. So the step reads, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. So what I want to do is take you back to a time, Thursday afternoon in March, somewhere around 1990. And I'm on James Street in Hamilton here, where I live. 2 o'clock. The kind of coffee shop that doesn't have the name you remember. It's just a counter and a few tables. Formica colors or something that used to be cream. And coffee in the pot since morning. A window facing the street. And I'm at this table by the door. And across from me, a man I haven't spoken to in 7 years. And in my jacket pocket, a folded piece of paper, 3 pages, actually, I had written out the night before. Not a letter. Wasn't for him to keep, just notes. What I'd done, I was going to say that I was going to apologize for everything that I thought I had harmed him. The order of it, all of it worked out and written down that I wouldn't lose anything that I needed. A script. That was the plan. I'm John. I'm an alcoholic, and I want to talk tonight about step nine. Not thinking about them, not becoming willing, we talked about last week. Not the list, not the name, not the moment your sponsor finally says go. Making them. And about what I had in my pocket that afternoon, and why the most important thing I did in that coffee shop wasn't saying anything. It was putting the script down. Step nine says, made a direct amends to such people wherever possible. Except when to do so, to injure them or others. Made direct amends, not indirect, not eventually, not through a letter sent to an address you hope is wrong, or an amend delivered in a meeting where they'll never hear it. Direct. And for a long time, I thought I understood what that meant. Go to the person. Tell them what you did, apologize, then leave clean, over. Check the name off the list. A script, in other words. But here's what I've come to understand about a script. A script already knows what the harm was before anyone tells you. A script knows what the apology should sound like before anyone speaks. A script is written from one side of the table only. An amends requires two sides. The night before I went to my sponsor, I said something that he stopped me. He said, "You know what you did? You don't know what they experienced." And I said, "Because this is what I said. I said, I know what I did to him. I was there." And he looked at me the way he used to look at me when I said something that sounded certain and was actually nowhere close. He said, "You know your side. You don't know his. Those are not the same thing." That stopped me because I had spent 7 years carrying a very clear picture of the harm I had caused. I knew the lie. I knew the broken promise. I knew the specific incident, the date, and the weight of it. I had rehearsed the apology in my head so many times it had worn a groove. And my sponsor was telling me that that picture is mine. You don't know what his looks like because you're asking means listening. And listening means finding out where you were wrong, about what you were certain you understood and had been wrong about enough things in my life by then. I didn't know what the other item on that list could be. I wanted to confess, to apologize and leave, wanted relief. But step nine is not about my relief. It's about their repair. And you can't repair what you haven't heard described. I want to say something about the difference between an apology and an amend, because we use these words as though they mean the same thing. And they don't. An apology says, "I'm sorry for what I think I did." An amends says, "I want to understand what you actually experienced." One is a confession, and one is a conversation. One ends with me feeling lighter, and one ends with them feeling heard. A script is a confession. You write it alone. You rehearse it alone. You deliver it. The other person receives it or doesn't. Either way, you've done your part. But an amend is not delivered. An amend is discovered. So I sat across from him in that coffee shop, the script in my pocket. The coffee between us. And I said the thing my sponsor had told me to say, that thing I almost argued myself out of saying. I said, "I hurt you, and I know that much. And I've seen, or I've been working the program, it asked me to make amends for harm I've caused. But before I tell you what I think I did, I need to hear from you. What did it feel like? What did it cost you? Was it the harm from where you were standing?" He looked at me, not angry, not ready to cry, just surprised. because nobody had asked him that before. And he told me. I thought the harm was the lie. He said the harm was that I made him feel invisible. I thought the harm was a broken promise. He said the harm that was he spent 2 years wondering if he had done something wrong. I thought the harm was about one specific thing I had done. He said the harm was what I didn't do, the times I wasn't there, the conversations I walked away from, the way I disappeared when things got hard. I would have gotten all that wrong if I had walked in and delivered the script, named the things I prepared to name, apologize for the harm I had already decided I caused. I would have apologized for the wrong things. And he would be sat there and thinking he still didn't get heard. That is not an amends. That is better dressed apology. My sponsor told me that a real amend has three parts. One is listen. Ask the person how they experienced the harm and how you remember it, how they lived through it. And then don't defend, don't explain, don't correct the record. Just listen until they're done. Two, reflect it back. Say, here's what I'm hearing from you. This is the harm as you experienced it. Am I understanding you correctly? Give them a chance to be heard, not just talked at. Three, tell them what they can count on me for. Not a vague intention, not I'll try, a concrete commitment. Here is what I will do differently. Here is what you can expect from me now. And then keep it. Notice what's not on that list. There's no, but you did this too. There's no, oh, excuse me. Let me explain why I did it. There's no, do you forgive me? Because forgiveness is not step nine. Forgiveness belongs to them and moves on their schedule, not mine. I don't get to request it as part of the amend. The moment I ask for forgiveness, I have made the amends about me again. I looked at my sponsor once and said, but what if they don't forgive me? And he said, well, that's theirs to carry or let go. Your job is to show up, tell the truth, leave them with something better than what they had done before you walked in. Not a better feeling about me, a clearer understanding of what they can count on me from me, rather. So I listened to him in that coffee shop. And when he was done, I said, let me make sure I'm hearing you. When I lied to you, it wasn't just a lie. You felt invisible. You felt like you didn't matter enough to me to be honest with. And when I disappeared, you spent 2 years wondering if if you had done something wrong. Is that right? He said, yes. And then I said, here's what you can count on me from me. I won't lie to you. And if I can't show up, I will tell you why. You won't be left wondering. You can count on me for that. Not I'll try, not I hope to. You can count on that. He looked at me and he said, okay. Not I forgive you. Not we're good now, or just okay. And that was enough because I wasn't there to get absolution. I was there to make it right. I want to talk about what almost kept me from walking through that door. Fear. Not fear of what I'd done. Fear about what they will do. What if he slams the door? What if he yells at me? What if he says he'll never forgive me? What if making this amends makes it worse? Those fears are real. And I'm not going to say that they're not. But notice, every single one of them is about me, my discomfort, my outcome, my reaction. My sponsor said, if you're worried about whether they'll forgive you, then whether you'll make it right, you're not ready for step nine. That's not readiness. That's still self-aware, self-will, rather. Wearing different clothes. I made a lot of amends in those early years. Some of them went well, some of them didn't. One man told me to get out of his house, said he never wanted to see me again. One woman cried, said she'd been waiting for that conversation for 15 years. One person said, I don't know if I can forgive you. But I'm willing to try. And in every single one of those rooms, the same thing was true. The amend was not about their response, it was about my responsibility. Whether they slammed the door or opened their arms, I had done my part. I had listened. I had taken responsibility. I told them what they could count on. The rest is theirs. I look around this room. Sometimes I look at people who are close to step nine, and I think I recognize something, not in a specific story. I don't know your story, but the posture. The way a person holds a name in their mind, the way you hold something hot, close enough to feel it, not quite ready to set it down. And I want to say the thing you're afraid of isn't of the conversation. The thing you're afraid of is what you might find out about what you did. You're afraid he's going to tell you something you weren't ready to hear. You're afraid she's going to name a harm you hadn't counted on. You're afraid the picture you've been living isn't the whole picture. That fear is the most honest thing in the room. And it's not the reason not to go. It's the reason to go. There's one more thing I want to say about step nine. It took me the longest to see. Making amends is not about the past, it's really about who you are becoming. And when I told that man, here's what she can count on me going forward. I wasn't just repairing what was broken.
5 minutes.
Okay, I was making a declaration about who I intended to be. And that's an amends that was greater than a simple apology ever could be. An apology looks backwards. An amend faces forward. Not the relief of confession, not the absolution of forgiveness, the freedom of becoming someone different. And there's something in every one of us, underneath the harm we caused, underneath the shame of looking at what we've done, something addiction could not destroy, only bury. Step nine is one of those steps that starts to unbury it. Not because we become perfect, not because people you've harmed will forgive you, but because you stop running the old pattern. You become someone who shows up, tells the truth, and keeps the commitment. Step nine doesn't erase what you did, but it stops what you did from being the whole story. I'm back in that coffee shop on James Street, Thursday afternoon, March 1990. The coffee is cold. The window faces the street. The light is kind of afternoon light that doesn't commit to anything. And the script is still in my pocket. All three pages, folded and unused, because I didn't go there to deliver something. I went there to listen, to hear how he experienced what I did, to take responsibility for what he actually lived through, not just the version I've been carrying, to tell him what he could count on. And when I walked out James Street afternoon, the light started to go. Something had changed. Not relief, not absolution, freedom. The freedom of knowing I've done my part, the freedom of knowing I made it right as much as I could. Freedom of knowing I was becoming someone different. If you're working in step nine or you're close to it, I want to leave you with three things. Don't assume you know the harm. Ask them. Listen before you confess. You might be wrong about what hurt them the most. And if you are an apology for the wrong thing, it is an amends. Two, reflect it back. Make sure they know they've been heard. This is what my understanding. Am I getting it right? Give them that. And three, tell them what they can count on. Not a vague intention, a concrete commitment, and then keep it. And if you're afraid, if the thought of making this call or walking through that door makes your hands shake, that's okay. Fear means you're human. Fear means you don't go. Just step nine is not about you getting relief. It's not about getting repair. It's about getting repair, rather. That's about you becoming free. Free from the weight of what you've been carrying. Free from the light that you can't change. Free from the past walking around in your face. Step nine doesn't erase what you did, but it stops what you did from being the whole story. That's the gift, not perfection. Freedom. Thank you for listening. And how's that for the time? Remarkable, isn't it?